I do a lot of theater projects in LA with gang members or people who live in East Los Angeles, in South Central LA, in marginalized places, and mostly minorities. And then we take those plays to places in Santa Monica, Beverly Hills, where the kids are of a very, very different social, economic backgrounds. And yes, there are many differences, but in general, youth are struggling with the same questions. It's, who am I? And where do I belong? And what am I supposed to do here? And what are my gifts? What are the gifts that I'm bringing to the world? And the difficulty of being seen or being recognized by the other. Of course, it's different to live, to have a life at a school where you go to school with the sons of Steven Spielberg, for example, than going to school in East Los Angeles that is completely segregated, that is 80% Latino or African American or whatever it is. But in general, the questions of life are the same for all of us. And it's great for a kid in SLA to see a guy who was born in a huge house, already has his car, has I don't know how many credit cards, and feels miserable about his life. And for that rich kid, to see a kid who has seen already many deaths, whose brother is paralyzed after a drive-by shooting, who has been already in juvenile hall, and is struggling to survive such an environment, you know?
Yeah.
And I take two groups, and I show place to each other. They have a lot of things to share with each other, you know? And it brings the solidarity, the empathy, and the sympathy for each other. Even if your experience is different to mine, your experience is also imbued with suffering and with imagination and with beauty and with love, and you know.